We're on Menhei Omid Beis, towards the middle. Nimtza Somach Lesvar Ola Ir Shiruba Ovdei Kochavim. So there's no din of Egla Rufa, either a city that's close to the border or a city that's mostly Goyim. Dechsiv Ki Motzei Prat Motzei. Because here it's probably that Goyim killed him, Motzei, and also on a border city, the same thing, there's a predominance of murders and murderers, so therefore something has to be unusual. This is a usual occurrence. Only ir shein bo beizdin, de boina ziknei ha'ir v'leka. Because it says that the ziknei ha'ir come, the ziknei ha'ir, the beizdin, if there's no beizdin, there is no ziknei ha'ir. Ein moldin el le'ir, pshita, kiven de tana le'ir shein bo beizdin, and the Yodana the Ain Modin in El Shieshba Basin. Since it says that a city that doesn't have a basin doesn't bring, so obviously you only measure to a city that has a basin. Mor says Hokamashmalan, Kidatanya. Menayin Shim Nimsa Somakli Irsha Ainbo Basin. Shiminichin Oso Modin Li Irshieshba Basin. The halacha is that if it's closest to a city that doesn't have a basin, you don't just forget about it, but you measure to the nearest city that has a basin. So therefore, what's it called? You need to tell me that you don't measure to a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, right? Not because you don't measure at all, but because you measure to the closest city that has a Beis Din. Umodin l'shiyesh bo Beis Din. Talmud lomar v'lochu ziknei ha'ir ha'hi mikom makom. Right? Even if it's not mamish the closest, but it's the second closest, also good. And without that pasuk, I would say you can't measure at all if the nearest city is ir shein bo Beis Din. Kamash v'lon, that you measure to a city that has a Beis Din. Rashi. Prat l'motzri, tadir. To go in Sfar, or ir shiruba of the kochavim, there's a lot of murderers. Kamash v'lon ki detanya v'hochi kamer. Nimtza somach l'ir she'ein bo Beis Din, ein modin in law, ela l'ir she'esh bo Beis Din. If it's found close to a city doesn't have a Beis Din, that city doesn't bring an egla rufa. But you don't forget about it completely. You measure to the nearest city that has a Beis Din. Modin ezer hi ir sheyesh bo Beis Din krovala. The ilo hodar tan yohavi amina in modin klal. If it wouldn't tell me this second din, I would say that if it's an ir shein bo Beis Din is the closest, you don't measure at all. You don't measure at all. You don't bring an egla rufa. You don't bring an egla rufa at all. Tamid lomer v'lochul ziknei or mikomakom. Dehai ha ir kro yiserahu. The motzi lemichta v'hoisa ha'ir akrov elachol v'lochul zikam neho eglas boser ziknei ha'ir comes to tell me even if it's not that city, if it doesn't have a Beis Din, but it's another city with a Beis Din, they bring. Okay, nimtza mechuvin ben shtei ayoros. What happens if the mace is exactly equal between two cities? Right, it's equidistant. So shtei mevio shtei agolos divrei boser. Halacha is both bring an egla. Each one brings its own egla. Ve'en Yerushalayim evi egla rufa. Yerushalayim, if they will be close to Yerushalayim, it doesn't bring an egla rufa, because we'll see the Gemara's explain why. Nimtza rosho b'makom echad, the gufo b'makom acher. What if the head is in one place and the body is another place? Malichin harosh etzel haguf. So you bring the head to the body. Divrei Belezer. Rabbi Akiva omer haguf etzel harosh. And Rabbi Akiva says no, you bring the body to the head. We'll see this has nothing to do with Egla Rufa. This has to do with a different halacha. The yayin ho you molded in, where did they measure from? Which part of the body? Rav Elezer omer mi tiburo, you measure from the stomach, from the belly button. Rabbi Akiva omer mi choltmo, Rabbi Akiva says from the nose. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov omer mokim shenasa chol mi tzavoro. And Rav Elezer ben Yaakov says from the place that he became a chol. Usually if you are killed with a sword or whatever, they cut your throat, so from the throat. That's where he became a chol. Rashi. Mikivan, mechuvan, mitzumtzum, she'en zu krova lo mizeh, mi afilu kamalechut. Right, neither one is closer. It's exactly equidistant. Ve'en Yerushalayim, first time v'gmara. Malichin harosh etzlagup, v'gmara meforesh l'may hilchus ha'malichin. Right, it's not l'gavi egla rufa that we move the head or the body, but it's a different halacha. Okay. Gemara. My time of the Rav Elezer. Rise of Rav Elezer hold that they both bring egla rufa. Kesover efshalat samtzeim. He holds that it's possible for something to be exactly equal. Right, the machlokas, whether efshel tzamtzem or not, whether in this world it's possible for something to come out exactly equal or not. Or no, the maisa one is probably even a micro measurement closer, but we can't distinguish that. Right, the nafkamina would be ukrova filu krovos. And the halacha is ha'ira krova doesn't mean only one city. If there are two close cities, it means both of them. What would be the other possibility? If you hold ein efshel tzamtzem, right, that means that one of them really is closer, except we don't know which one. So then the halacha would be they would bring one egla b'shutfis and they make a tanai. If we're the closest one, then we're bringing the egla. If not, you're bringing the egla. But if you hold it, could be exactly in between. And it's not only one city, it could even be two cities if they're exactly equal. Then they each one brings an egla rufa. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. Rashi. Efshel tzamtzem. Efshel chavein hamida. The amas medado she'ein zu krova lezu mizu klau. The havelu shtem krova. It's possible that they're exactly equal. Kesover nami krova dechsibi krova. If you were krova from mashma. In the fact, the Torah said the closest doesn't necessarily mean only one. Any amount that are close, exactly the same amount. Kemo ubehema rabba. Even though it's in the singular, it means a lot of behemoth. Because if you would hold that it's impossible to be exactly equal, and really one is closer, except we can't ascertain which one. Ein kan krova ela achas. Then the halacha is the right, so there's only one close one. Va'anan hu de lo yadina. We don't know which one it is. Hay minayu. V'havi le lememri yaviu egla b'shutvis v'yisnu. Im shalanu krova chelkechem yekonu lanu. V'im irchem krova chelkenu yekonu lachem. Because if the halacha would be that only one of them is really closer, we don't know which one, then the halacha wouldn't be they both bring an egla, they bring one egla b'shutfis and make it tonight. Okay, let's go on. V'ein Yerushalayim mivia egla rufa, domar kroa l'rishta. It has to be a city that you inherit. U'kesover Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided up into Shvatim, not even though Yehuda and Binyamin were there, wasn't really theirs, and Yerushalayim was like Lahavdil, Washington D.C., what's it called, a place that was not put to anything. It was Neches of the entire Klal Yisrael, so it wasn't the Rishta. Nobody inherited. So therefore there was no Egla Rufa.
The Vatican?
I'd rather Washington D.C. I know it hurts South Africans to hear something about America, but in any case, it's
only black.
What?
Washington D.C. is
only
shot
black.
It's only
blacks. Blacks, okay. Now they're up. I'm also black. Nimsa rosho b'makom b'maykum iflagi. Ilay milin medida kamiflagi. What's the nafkamina if the head's in one place, the body's in another place? Right. What you? The sefer deals with which part of the body you measure from. So we already took care of that, right? That'll be taken care of separately. So if you measure from the nose, then obviously you go by the head, and you bring the body to the head. And if you go by the heart, right, the tavur, then you go from the body. So this can't be the same machlokas. So not talking about measuring askin. Om Rav Yitzchok the meis mitzvah kana mekomol. Stam Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, what's it called, threw in another halacha in this Mishnah that's really not relevant to Egla Rufa, but since we're talking about heads and bodies, so threw another halacha in about heads and bodies. V'hachi komer lekovro, right? Really a meis mitzvah kana mekomo, right? The halacha is a meis mitzvah kana is makom. You bury him where you find him. So now the hechad the nimtza rosho b'makom echad the gufa makom echad. So what do? You don't bury the head one place and the body the other place. You have to bring them together. But which place? Do you bury where the body is or you bury where the head is? So malichin harosh it's la gufa to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says you take the head and move it to the body and you bury him there. Rabbi Akiva omer hagufa etzel harosh. Just the opposite. You bring the body to the head and you bury him there. What happened was that when the guy was killed or decapitated, his body fell where he was killed and the head rolled. So you bring the head back. The place where he was killed is where his kol nimekomo is the body. No, where he was killed is where the head fell. Right? The head can't run. So it was, he died, he was killed where the head is. I a body, right? Gufa who the right also. Just like we have a chicken without a head that runs around because of the, what's it called? Nervous electrical, impulses of the body. So too, when a person is decapitated, right, the body runs. Right, the head, a body without a head, like a mama should say. That's what happens. That's not that I ever saw it, but that's what they say. Okay, so therefore, what happened was the head fell where he was killed, and the body ran away. So you bring it back. Rashi, ilema le'inyan medida. Right, ka'amar yaviu rosh etzel aguf the mimakum shenimtza aguf sham tzarich limdot. The Yaviu Harosh Lakan, the Homidiktani, the Sefer, right, that talks about where you measure from, that can't be what the Reish is talking about. Kana Makoma, the Kovroshon, person's a Mace Mitzvah, is buried where you find him. It's one of the 10 Tznoim Yoshua made when he gave out Eretz Israel, that if there's a Mace Mitzvah, wherever he is, he's Kona Makoma, no matter whose field it is, no matter whatever, everybody's Mavater, and you bury him there. Ikr chiyusa, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Me'ayin ho you molded him. Now, where do you measure from? The Mica Miflugi, what's the machlokas if you measure from his nose, from his belly button, or from his throat? Mar sover ikr chiyuse ba'ape. One holds the main chiyus is where you breathe. So therefore, kol ha'neshama, right, neshima. Mar sover ikr chiyuse ba'tibure. Right, the main thing is in the chest. Here we're talking about what's it called heartbeat. That's how they learn it. Lagabe, what's it called? Lagabe misa. That where do we check to see if a person's still alive? One man, the Omer Yuma, says we check his heart, see if his heart's beating. The other one says we see if he's breathing. And the halacha is that you check both. That until a person stops breathing completely and his heart completely stops beating, he's still alive. Lema kihani tanoi, but the machlokas over here is which one's the ikker, the heartbeat, right, the tibor, the chest, or the nose. Mora says, Lomi kahani tenoi, mehechen avlad notzer, right, maybe it's like this machlokas. Where is a child start being created from? Right, where does the embryo start forming? Merosho, first is the head, and then the rest of the body comes from that. The chenu omer, mime'ei imi atogozi, the omer gozi nizrecho vahashlichi. Right, the gozi, the start of the person is nizrucha from the head. Abashal omer mitiburo umishlach sharoshol elech ve'elech. No, a person starts with the chest and then the body, what's it called, extends from there. Verses no, afilu tem abashal. Right, even could be abashal too, that everything starts from the chest. Right, al kan lo ka omer abashal elin yisira. That's to know where the formation of the body starts. Right, that it starts from the chest. The chimis yatzer vlad mitziyosu misad starts from the middle. Avaleinin chiyus of the kuli alma ba'ape hu. You'll see kol asher neshama nishmas ruach chayim bi'apov. But when it comes to where the life force is at the end, not where it started from, but where life ends, is avade from breathing. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer imokim shenasa chol mitzavoro. My time with the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, they'll see Vlaseis Oscho al Tzavorei Chalalei Rishoyim. Torah speaks about the Tzavor, the neck of Chalolim. So here, Cholol, you find the Cholol, where did he become a Cholol from? Right, even if this case it wasn't like that, but in normal cases the Cholol comes from cutting guy's throat, so therefore you measure from the throat. Rashin, Iker Chiyusei. Hilkach ikr cholol mikrei umodidi mine kideshiv el ha'orim asher svilos ha'cholol. The main thing that causes death is stopping breathing. At gozi ato me roshi yotzarta roshi tchila gozi lishna deresha kemo gozi nizrecha sa roshcha talshi v'gali roshcha. Gozi is what's it called, the beginning of something. Afilu teim avashol k'rabi akiva svirli. No, avashol could also the k'rabi akiva, that you start from the nose, even though the body is formed first from the chest, but in the end, Lamaisa, the ikr chiyus is in the nose. My time, Rabbi Zun Yaakov, the Omer Minat Savor, who Kori Chol, the Chsiv al Savori Chalale Rishoyim, the Hilkach Mimenu Moldim, the Chsiv al Hacholo. Since it says a cholol, so a cholol is caused by cutting a guy's throat, so even though in this case, again, it didn't happen like that, possibly, but the Maisa, cholol and throats go together. Mishnah. Niftaru Zikne Yerushalayim v'holchu lohen. The Sanhedrin finishes its job after the measurement. And we mentioned the Abarbanel, who says a practical reason why you need the Sanhedrin, because the other people in the other cities are going to be nogei of the dover. Either they don't want to spend the money, or they want to have the covet of having Eglarufa. So therefore, you need an impartial body to come and make the measurement. That's the Sanhedrin. So once they finish measuring, they go home. Zikne also ir mevien eglas bakar, and the Beis Din of that city, which is closest, they bring the egla. Ashelo moshcha ba'ol, it couldn't have pulled a yoke. The ein hamum posava, unlike paraduma where mum is also posel, here it can be a balmum too. Umoridin also the nachal eson, right, and you bring it to a nachal son. We'll see in 1 second what that is. Eson kemashmo kosha. Hard nachal. Afal pi she'eino eisen kosher. But however, that's only lechatchila. B'dieved, even if it's not hard, it also is kosher. V'orfen also bekopitz miachorecha, and you behead it from behind. You chop off its head from the neck. Umekoma osher b'zroa milavod umutol lisrok shom pishton onakir shom avonim. You're not allowed to plant or do any work with that place, that nachal eisen. Can't plant there, but you're allowed to do work on it, like you could comb flax or cut stones. You're not doing anything in the ground, you're doing it on the ground. That's okay. Zikne also ir rochtin shideim b'mayim b'mokom arifa shel egla, and the Beis Din of that city wash their hands with water in the place where you make the arifa. The omrim yodeinu lo shofchu es adam hazeh v'einenu lo roen. They say b'loshen hakodesh, this parsha, our hands didn't spill this blood, we didn't see. The chiyal datenu also shezikne beizdin shofchei domehen. We need the beizdin to declare that they are not the murderers that we think they were, right? Ela shelo bo al yodeinu patrenuhu belo mazon velo rinuvi nachnu belo levaya. Right? He didn't come to us that we let him go without seidel laderech. Because maybe that's when he needed to kill somebody because he didn't have any food. He needed to go rob somebody and that's how he got killed. Or we didn't leave him with an escort, right? We didn't know about this guy because if we would have, we would have given him food and we would have given him an escort. And if they didn't do that, then their taka would have been part of the murder. The Hakohanim Omrim Kaper Lamcho Yisrael Asher Podisa Hashem the Altitain Adam no ki bekerav amcho Yisrael, right? And then the Kohanim say this kaper lamcho Yisrael, and lohoyu tzrichim lomer v'ni kaper lohem adam. But they don't finish off the pasuk v'ni kaper lohem adam because that's not something that the Kohanim say. That's something that the Shechina says. El ruach hakodesh mevasrosom emos ayshetasu kocha adam is kaper lohem. That the Rabbanu Shlom says v'ni kaper lohem adam. And if they do this process properly, the murder will be nischaper, and Yisurim won't come, right, to Klal Yisrael because of this murder. Usually, the way that the Yisurim are taken away is when you kill the murderer. But if you don't know who the murderer is, and you can't kill him, so you need something else to be mechaper till you find the murderer. Rashi. Niftru zikne Yerushalayim, shein aleim elo lidot, ki dechsi vayetsu viyotsu zikeinecha v'shoftechu modadu. The alpha pi sheino eisen kosher, lo ksi be ikuva, lo nemer elo lemitzvah. Nachal eisen is only lemitzvah. That's just to identify what kind of nachal. But it's not necessarily that it has to have that tznai. There's a machlokas, Rashi, Rov HaRishonim in the Rambam. Rov HaRishonim learned nachal means an emek, a valley. Okay, v'horai, you could plant there. It says you're not allowed to plant, right? So obviously you can plant there. And even though a nachal normally means a vadi, right, a stream, Here it means a place that could have water, but it doesn't necessarily have water. The Rambam learns Nachal Skipshuto, it means a stream. So the Chora, first of all, how you orave it in the stream? What do you do? Put in a raft or whatever? So they say either the Rambam holds, and also how do you plant in a stream? You can't plant there. Well, you can't plant anyway in the middle of a stream. So they say it's like a vadi that dries up in the summer, and that's only with water in the winter. So there's a time when you could plant there. And it is a Nachal. And you don't have to do it when there's water there. Now you do it when other Rabba, when it's Nachal Eson, when it's Chazak, when it's strong and hard. Or they say that the Rambam means that you don't do it in the Nachal with the water. You do it on the banks of Nachal. And there you could plant also. Okay. The kopitz, kimin sakin godel. It's an axe, like a big knife. Me'achoreha mimul orpa, from the back of the neck. Makoma asur la'olam. And that place you can never plant. Umutar lisrok shom pishtom, davke noket avoda she'ena begufa shel karka, k'farshvimara. Right, you can do things on that land, but you can't do things with the land, in the land. Lo bali yodenu patronu, big marim eforish, below mezonos, v'hainu yodenu lo shofchu. Lo nerag al yodenu shepratronu, below mezonos, v'hutzrech l'lastim es habriyos, v'alkei nerag. We didn't let him go without Seder L'derech, and then he had to go rob somebody, and that's how he was killed. Lo ra'inu v'nichonu, yachidi below chabura. We didn't leave him alone without an escort. V'hainu ve'inenu l'ro. V'akohanim omrim, k'dechshiv l'el, v'nigshu akohanim b'nei Levi, v'lo pirish al mihem nigoshim. Right? L'hoyu tzrichim lomar v'nikaper le'madam, k'lomar v'nikaper d'chshiv b'kro alav av anu v'omru. It's not the Kohanim say this. Koi, shehei av ze b'chlal amira, ela milso b'anfei nafshehi. It's a separate thing. Sheruach HaKodesh, Bisar Yisrael, the Rabban Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, Ayidei, Moshe Rabbeinu, L'chishiyasu Kain, V'nikaper L'madam. If you'll do this process, then I promise you that the Dam will be atoned for.